Welcome to our podcast, and we wanted to just let you know, give you an overview today of what we are going to be doing. We're going to be starting out with the verse of the day. We're going to be talking about Dominion owned machines, also Tom Cotton presses Biden with flood of the illegal immigrants. We are also going to be talking about the New York lawmakers wanting a hearing on New York nursing home. Also in tech, we're going to be talking about MasterCard eventually paying with cryptocurrency, and then the best work from home cities for 2021 and a little bit more. So we thank you for joining us. So stay tuned. We'll be back and we will get on with our podcast videocast for February 12th, 2021. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back. Giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest. Making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN, real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? Three. One. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News. With host Real Time News, James Powell.
We do appreciate you joining us today, and we just want to say a huge thank you for those that have been sharing, connecting with us. We do ask you to subscribe, whether you are listening to this on our podcast or our videocast, whatever video platform you are watching this on. Please subscribe, share it on your social media channels. We are getting ready to drop a list of all the different channels we are focusing on. In today's world, the social media world, it's changing rapidly. So we are trying to stay updated and make sure that we stay with whatever is happening. All right, let's start out with the verse of the day. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Let's go to the thoughts on today's verse. As human beings, we like to think of ourselves as the center of our universe. We determine the greatness or validity of most deeds based on their impact upon us. We consider ourselves great adventurers, inventors, investigators. However, in the most important quest of all, we did not act first. God did. He loved us sacrificially. He loved us personally. He loved us first. Our love is a response to His grace. Our love is simply sharing with others what has been lavished upon us. We love because He loved us first. And the prayer, Almighty God and Abba Father, over these last several days, we've tried to understand your love for me and fellow humans. I don't profess to understand your love, but I do know that you have blessed me with it in ways I could not have imagined. So please, dear Father, help me remember your great love for me when I am faced with temptation, led to doubt your love, or wonder about my worthiness. I want your love to be reflected in my daily life. Thanks for loving mightily. Thanks for loving sacrificially. most of all, thanks for loving first. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. And I really do trust that if you get nothing out of my podcast, my video cast, and I am being as serious as I can. Of course, many of you know I am a minister. But if you don't get anything else out, take heed to the verse of the day. We love because He first loved us. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, we ask you to ask Him into your life. Ask Him to help you, to show you exactly what you need. Because He is the answer. In the midst of the political world, in the midst of everything that's going on, God is the answer, and God has this. All right, let's jump into the political world. They got caught. The article states, Dominion-owned machines removed 6% of votes from each Windham, New Hampshire GOP candidate. Same machines used in 85% of towns. So that is interesting. A recent hand count in Rockingham District, New Hampshire House race in Windham, New Hampshire found the Dominion-owned voting machines shorted every Republican by roughly 300 votes. The Dominion machine counted results were wrong for all four Republicans in Windham. The town of Windham, they used the Dominion machines to count paper ballots. Upon a believable hand recount, it was confirmed each Republican was machine cheated by approximately 300 votes. You would think this would have been solved by the Dominion Machine Company, the article reads. The Secretary of State, the Elections Unit of the AG's office, or the Ballot Law Commission. Nope. Just like every other state that used the machines that alter ballot counts in favor of one political over another. Here we are. Once again, on Thursday, today is February 12th, Friday. This was yesterday. On Thursday, we spoke with Dr. David Strange, MD, the Belknap County Republican Committee, state committee member, New Hampshire GOP. David told the Gateway Pundit that the Republican candidates in Windham had 6% of their total votes removed by Dominion-owned voting machines. So here is what makes the New Hampshire results even more suspect. Republicans flipped the New Hampshire Senate from 14 to 10. Democrat to 14-10 Republican in 2020. Republicans flipped the New Hampshire House 230 to 156. Majority Democrat to 213 to 187. Republican majority in 2020. Yet Joe Biden, who was fourth in the Democrat primary, and Kamala Harris, who did not make it to the Dem primary, won the state 52.7 to 45.4 to Trump. And this article states these results are impossible. So stop and think about it. I'm not going to jump on into that anymore. I'm just reporting articles. Okay. Republican Senator Tom Cotton presses Biden on flood of unvaccinated illegal immigrants crossing border. Under Biden, illegal border crossings are going up. That would be bad enough on its own, but it's especially bad in the midst of this pandemic they've been talking about, when the people crossing the border have not been tested or vaccinated. So I'm just going to, you know, Tom Cotton is pressing the Joe Biden to answer for what he calls dangerous immigration policies. So There's some inconsistencies. I'm just talking myself here. It's like, don't do as I say, do as I say. The letter from Cotton to Biden, signed by several GOP senators, opens by noting Biden has re-implemented failed immigration policies from former Barack Obama's administration before adding that the Biden policies are endangering America's public health, as well as the nation's public safety and economic well-being. So, there we have it. We have some serious issues that is happening. So, why is it that they don't put Americans first? And America's, it's crazy. All right. Steve Bannon, we will never concede. Steve Bannon went off on the Democrat impeachment team after they admitted on Thursday that they are using the U.S. military in Washington, D.C. to enforce political speech. Bannon promised Democrats Trump Nation will never, never concede. And he calls them out, calls them a liar. And this is state power for crass political reasons, the article states, to go against the Constitution of the United States, Bannon said. That's where we're at. We are coming to a constitutional crisis. And I'm telling you, as crazy as this seems, God has this. God has this. He really does. All right. This is the one thing I want to talk about. And I may get a little bit personal here because this, I was just affected by this where, all right, New York lawmakers want hearing on New York nursing home deaths. New York state lawmakers are calling for a hearing to look into nursing home deaths that took place in New York. And here it shows an aide of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo admitted they hid nursing home data so the feds couldn't find it. I'm going to go ahead and let's see what this video has real quick. And you that are on the podcast, you can actually watch this. The link to the video cast down in the description. You should be able to find one of my video channels if you'd like to watch this. So, all right, let's go to it real quick. See if it plays.
Some New York state lawmakers are putting more pressure on the Cuomo administration, demanding accountability on COVID deaths in nursing homes. Republican Assembly members on the Oversight and Investigations Committee have sent a letter to Committee Chairman John McDonald. They're asking him to call a public hearing and subpoena State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker to testify.
It's very hard to do anything when we're not getting any very limited information, and frankly been stonewalled by the second floor in the Department of Health and the governor's office.
I share that frustration, but let's be very clear. No one is covering up for this administration.
The latest New York State numbers say 15,000 residents of nursing homes and elder care facilities have died from COVID-19.
So they say nobody is covering up for this administration. That's what they say. So that, isn't that interesting? But then here is the New York Post. This was yesterday, February 11th. Cuomo aide admits they hid nursing home data so feds won't find out. So the longer this situation keeps being pushed out, the longer that the Democrats are supposedly in control, the more corruption you're seeing, the more lies that you are seeing. I'm going to call it how I see it. It's they've been very, very dishonest, and that's very disconcerting to me. I mean, that's sad, to be honest. What happened to putting your citizens, not, you know, if you are a governor, if you are a mayor, put the citizens of your city, your state first, and then the small businesses hurting and That is the backbone of America. God help us. And I want to remind you again, God does have that. Have this. God has this. All right. Palmieri report. Marjorie Taylor Greene proposes national gun sanctuary. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, she is the one. Marjorie Greene was the one that the Rhino Republicans voted her off of the committees. So there's something happening in D.C. Corruption is being exposed. And Marjorie Greene is standing strong for America. She's a pro-American representative. But she has proposed a national gun sanctuary as a way to combat Biden's radical anti-gun policies. So it would preemptively block a wave of gun control the Biden administration is planning and directly challenge H.R. 127 and notorious anti-gun bill proposed by House liberals. The Georgia rep, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who promised to go national with her issues after Democrats unseated her from two House committees, opened with a bang today, proposing legislation to create a national gun sanctuary. This is a Second Amendment Preservation Act, would bar federal funds for any gun control effort and block the sometimes heavy-handed Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives from enacting new rules. The goal of the new House Republican is to block a wave of gun control that the Biden administration is planning. So that's about our freedom rights. Our First and Second Amendments are under attack. The freedom of speech and the right to bear arms, they are under attack. So we need to understand that Marjorie is fighting for our freedom. Freedom is under attack. All right, I got one more article, and then we will be taking a break and then coming back with our tech. Federal judge extends suspension of Biden's deportation freeze. So what has happened? A federal judge extended the temporary suspension of President Joe Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. The court may ultimately be persuaded by the defendant's arguments, but any harm they might incur between now and then does not outweigh the potential for irreparable harm to Texas, U.S. District Court Judge Drew Tipton said. The administration argued that a 100-day pause on removals is necessary to allow them to look into important immigration, foreign policy, and humanitarian considerations. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton brought a lawsuit against Biden administration last month after the president announced a 100-day halt on deportations. Said, I told the Department of Homeland Security and Biden last night to rescind this deportation freeze, which is unconstitutional, illegal, and bad for Texas and the nation, Paxton said of the lawsuit. A higher number, and this is straight from Texas, and they're right on the border. A higher number of illegal aliens in Texas leads to budgetary harms, including a higher education, healthcare cost, the lawsuit said. So the order represents a victory for Texas Republican leaders who often sued to stop programs enacted by Biden's Democratic predecessor, President Barack Obama. So it seems to me that the rhinos and the Democrats are not about America at all. They're anti-American, seemingly. From all that I kind of look over and everything I read. So you need to let your representative know to put America first. Number one, put God first and then America. That's America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, so you need to let your representative know. So that's very important. So I just want to say thank you for listening. Please make sure you subscribe, share, connect on whatever video platform you're watching this on, and on our Anchor FM, if you're a podcast. Also, make sure that you call in, leave a message. We would like to start playing messages from you on our podcast and videocast. All right, thank you for joining us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with three articles of tech, and then we'll end this podcast. Thank you again for listening. We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home, so I invite you to check out the link jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wyze door lock. And again, Wyze, WYZE, Wyze door lock. jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock. Wyze door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 Series Entertainment System is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. And we are back, and I did make a misstep and a miscommunication. We only have two tech articles. We do thank you for listening, and we hope that you have been having a good day. And I want to remember again the verse of the day that we love because he first loved us. And in the scheme of everything that is happening, remember that God has this. All right, to our tech articles today, and we thank you for joining us. MasterCard will let us pay with cryptocurrency this year. This is huge, folks. If you have invested in crypto, whether it's, I'll just go ahead and say XRP XRP and Bitcoin, and there's a whole list of cryptos in the platform. In fact, in the description below, there's a, you can join the crypto. It should be still in the description, crypto. I share a link I'm an affiliate of, and you can get $10, and I can get $10 of crypto if you join up via my link. But MasterCard will let us pay with cryptocurrency this year. So if you get to realizing cryptocurrency is coming on, and are you part of that? Financial services article reads from PC Mag, financial services company MasterCard has given fresh credibility to cryptocurrencies this week by announcing it intends to start supporting payments using them on its network this year, 2021. Many people remain skeptical of crypto, and who can blame them? The price of Bitcoin is far from stable, and then there's the threat of someone stealing it. MasterCard looks to be taking a cautious approach and being very selective in what it chooses to support. And here's from MasterCard. We are preparing right now for the future of crypto and payments, announcing that this year MasterCard will start supporting select cryptocurrencies. Okay, let's go down through this. Doesn't look like they actually specifically name what cryptocurrencies they are. But MasterCard already created crypto cards last year and holds 89 blockchain patents and has a further 285 pending. So the company is clearly already invested in crypto, and now it's preparing to take the next step into crypto payments. So crypto is the future in finances. That's the bottom line in crypto. If you don't know what crypto is, it's digital currency. And let me explain to you. Okay, say you go to the bank, and many have already heard of ACH. ACH is how you transfer money. Say you are you want to transfer money to someone over in another country or in another state. The bank uses an electronic transfer system called ACH. I don't know what the big word is for it, but ACH, and they electronically transfer from bank to bank. Well, what is happening is crypto is getting in that space, and normally ACH, it takes about 3 days, and they have gotten faster within 24 to 48 hours, typically now. It used to take up to 3 days, as many as 5 days to transfer. With crypto, the crypto is being used as the bridge currency, the electronic transfer, and there are currencies that are going to be used to transfer that finances or that money, and it's going to be instant transfer within 5 seconds. It's there. You have your money. So that it's going to be changing the money and our economy and the banking system. So, all right, our last tech report article: the best work from home cities for 2021. The best cities. So let's go ahead and let's take a look at it. The super cities. In fact, it didn't separate them. Let me just go on down, and I believe, it is becoming more with the pandemic, let's talk about this a little bit. What is happening with the pandemic is a lot of people are working from home, and there are cities that are really approaching, focusing on those people that work from home. So here are the 2020 cities that: Chattanooga, Tennessee; Bear Valley Springs, California; Paulette, Vermont; Kaysville, Utah; Jonesboro, Tennessee; Petoskey, Michigan; Turtle Creek, PA; Bemidji, Minnesota, Springfield, Vermont, East Point, Michigan, Philadelphia, PA, Lenexa, Kansas, Miami Lakes, Florida. That's interesting. I live here in Florida. Fort Collins, Colorado, St. Paul, Texas, Niles, Michigan, Taos, New Mexico, Reedsburg, Wisconsin. There are several that are really focusing on this. So I'm not going to go through and spend some time, but what I want you to do is think about this, that I am actually looking into a website to work remotely more. But the thing about this, the article states, get the gig to gauge the remote working potential of towns. They started with gigabyte connections. To work remotely, you need to have a good internet. Broadband Now says that 56% of the U.S. can get gigabyte internet now, but it's not always affordable, and it doesn't give you the upload speeds you need for remote working. Fiber is the gold standard in part because it's more often symmetrical. Many cable service plans offer massively better download speeds and upload speeds. They generally advertise only their download speeds. But the thing about this is this pandemic that they tried to push on us changed the game. Internet companies have really improved and really upped their game. And now what is happening? A lot more people are working remotely, and a lot of businesses are kind of going back and looking at their plan. And they're not bringing back people into the offices. They're saying, hey, we're saving money by having people work remote. All right, that's all we have for today. We do thank you for listening, for joining us. Let me remind you again the verse, 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Make sure you click the link below to leave us a message how God has helped you and what God is doing in your life right now. We'd like to start playing those on our podcast and video cast. We ask you to subscribe to whatever outlet you're listening or watching this on, whatever video platform, subscribe. And then the Anchor FM and also the podcast outlets that shoots to, please subscribe, share, connect with us. We do appreciate you listening. And we trust that God will richly bless you today. We love because He first loved us. Thank you very much for listening. And we trust that God will richly bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page. Send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you. Have a great day, and God bless.